Well, hello, everyone. My name is Angela Van Bremen, and I've lived in this area locally, well, my entire life. And I'm pretty excited because a lifelong dream of music that's published, and you can get it on all the major online platforms like Spotify, iTunes, and so on. There's three songs that I'm particularly proud about on this album because they're original and they are based on my poetry. And the first one is called I Will Hear You in the Breeze. And that is sort of inspiration for the title of the album, which is In the Breeze. Very contemporary. You might hear it in a modern musical, for example. So that's the first original song. The second original song was written during COVID. And so I belong to a writer's group based out of Alliston, Ontario. They're called the Wordsmiths. And during COVID, we met by Zoom a couple times a month, and they would give you challenges. So one of the challenges was to write about the sea. And I thought, I'm going to write a sea shanty. And it was an interesting experience because as I was writing it, I could hear the melody in my head as I was writing the lyrics down. And I thought, well, this is really neat. So the third song is called Do You Hear the Drums? And this is based on a local collaboration with a really good friend of mine named Casey Cole. And he was over at our place doing some work. And what happened was, he says, Angela, you have to absolutely hear my new instrument. It's called a handpan drum. I said, a what? He said, a handpan drum. So it's an instrument that sits on your lap. It's, I guess you could describe it a bit like a steel drum, but it's small. And it's actually shaped like a UFO almost. Mm-hmm. And it's in D minor and it has these notes, I think 10 notes along the surface of it, along the top part. When he started to play that drum, it was absolute magic. And so I started singing along with it. Words popped in my head. The lyrics were there. The melody was there. And so that talks a little bit about the third original song. The other songs on the album, the other eight songs are traditional songs, things like A Fond Kiss, My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, and also very lively ones like The Parting Glass, which Ed Sheeran made really famous. So there's a lot of nice mixture of Celtic music, avant-garde music, traditional. It was a lot of fun producing it. I worked with Mars Giamarco, who is a fantastic musician, and he owns Red Egg Studio, which is in Bolton, Ontario. If there's something that you really love to do, don't neglect it. Don't wait. And it wasn't until about 11 years ago that I went and I got formal coaching from a fantastic opera singer named Marc Dubois. So the thing is, don't neglect. If there's something in your heart, do it. If it feels good in your heart to do it, then just do it. Because by the more you practice, the better you get, the more you perfect your craft, no matter what it is, whether it's singing or writing or painting, whatever the artistic endeavor might be. And as human beings, we need to cultivate that because that keeps our humanity.